You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I am here today with Carrie Bell from Teton County Integrated Solid Waste and Recycling. And we're talking about the strategies on the Road to Zero Waste annual report. Carrie, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Meg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So explain, what is this report?
Yeah. So it could be pretty simply called a report card for the county, telling us how we're doing in our waste diversion strategies and planning.
Zero waste, like, why is that kind of the goal out there?
Yeah, you know, zero waste means fundamentally sending nothing to the landfill, which is a lovely idea, but is not as practical as we would like it. And so that's why we say we are on the road to zero waste. We're setting realistic and achievable goals for our county.
And that goal is 60% waste diversion from the landfill by 2030. Is that correct?
That is correct. Hopefully, we will meet that goal before 2030. We might raise our percentage of waste diversion from landfill, but we'll see.
Yeah, where are we? Where's the county right now in terms of the path to that goal?
Right now, we're at about 34% waste diversion from landfill. And it has fluctuated a little bit over the last couple years, but that's to be expected, especially because we live in such a tourism-driven community.
So how much of that 34% is being composted?
Yeah, compost is definitely a hot topic right now. I love talking compost. Right now, about 15% of that is compost.
I'm curious what households could do to kind of improve that number.
Yeah, for sure. So the trash transfer station works with Terra Firma, and they compost yard waste.
Okay.
So taking your yard waste there, or using one of the spring or fall cleanups where we collect, in spring, the town of Jackson collects at curbside. And in fall, you can take it to the rodeo grounds. And all of that gets composted with Terra Firma. But Terra Firma is there year round. You can always take your yard waste there and it gets composted. That is the largest percentage of our 15% right now.
Okay, great to know. Okay, so we've got a certain percentage that is being composted.
Yeah, so 15% is getting composted right now. 99.5% of that is yard waste, and then 0.5% of that is food waste.
Okay.
As we all know, there's not a lot of options for food waste composting in the county. That 5% is really coming from a pilot project that we are a part of in Grand Teton National Park. We collaborate with the concessionaires there, with the National Parks Conservation Alliance, and several other entities to collect food waste and compost that. And it's such a cool program, and it's been so great for us as a learning experience because we are looking at commercial food composting and collection maybe by 2020, 2021, which down the road, that will increase our diversion rate hugely by a massive percentage. Food waste weighs so much, and it's such a valuable material going to the landfill that could be used, better served. But so, even though that 0.5%, it seems so small, this summer we collected 150 tons of food waste.
Oh my gosh.
So it's all relative, you know?
Yeah. Wow. These numbers are super interesting. If you're just joining me, I'm talking with Carrie Bell from Teton County Integrated Solid Waste and Recycling. And we're talking about the Strategies on the Road to Zero Waste annual report that was just released. Carrie, what do some of the completed short-term strategies look like in the community?
Yeah, so we have a lot of short-term strategies, a lot of them we have implemented and some of them that we haven't gotten to yet. But some of the ones that you can see around town are the yard waste collections, the fall and spring cleanups that we work with the town of Jackson at the transfer station during those time periods where we do a free yard waste drop-off for residents. It's an incentive to get people to clean up their yards and bring their yard waste to us. And for free. So it's a financial incentive too. And also, we have one zero waste construction site here in town, which is great. And it also happens to be the Habitat for Humanity site at the Grove. Their zero waste coordinator, Elizabeth, is amazing. And they are a great example of what we want the entire community to be doing construction-wise.
Well, yeah. How does that work? How do you have zero waste on a construction site?
It is intense.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth, the zero waste coordinator there, is frequently in dumpsters cleaning them up. You basically have to have a container for every material and have it very well labeled, have everybody on site, on board, committed to having a zero waste construction site. It's a lot of work, but it can be achieved. And fundamentally, That is our next step after food waste, and it would take a huge chunk out of our 60% goal. Construction waste weighs so much, and so much of it is reusable or salvageable. And then when you send it to the landfill, it's all wasted and it takes up so much space.
It's really inspiring to know that that's possible to change that. So it sounds like that's maybe one of the mid and long range strategies would be addressing that construction waste.
Correct. Getting the county and the town on board, whatever that takes to get construction sites to have that as a requirement, is really way off in the future. And right now, this construction site being a model, just having one was part of our short-term strategies.
So, Carrie, is Teton County on track to meet the 2030 goal of 60% diversion?
We are. We are on track, which is so exciting. You know, we have seen a slight dip in our diversion rate over the last couple of years, but that happens. And we haven't taken a next giant step to take a huge chunk out of our diversion rate yet. So we're going to see these minor fluctuations. But like we talked about, the next step is food waste.
Why is the goal of 60% waste diversion, but not 100%?
Yes, even though we'd love to see 100% waste diversion from the landfill, it's just not realistic. We live in such a transient, tourist-driven community, people coming in and out, not knowing how our system works here. We want to set realistic goals that we can meet. It's, you know, it's kind of like your New Year's resolution. You don't want to set your goal so high that you can't achieve it because why bother?
Right, right. And also, I would imagine having an achievable goal is a good incentive for people. They might get turned off if they feel like, oh, we'll never reach that.
Exactly. That's a huge motivator. Yeah. If it's so unreachable, we're not going to do it. So we want to have these small goals set in place. And that's why we have these short, mid, and long-term strategies to get us there.
And if people want to read the full report, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can go to the website. Our website's TetonCountyWI.gov/recycle. And it's there in our rotating news feed.
I have been talking with Carrie Bell from Teton County Integrated Solid Waste and Recycling about the strategies on the Road to Zero Waste annual report. Thanks again, Carrie.
Thank you, Meg.
Keep it dialed to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.